Hi students, today we will speak on the chapter 6 interpersonal and selling skills in the hospitality industry. Interpersonal and selling skills are very important since the product that we sell is the revenue earned by the hotel. The learning objectives of this chapter will deal with the insights into guest satisfaction, which is of prime importance, and dissatisfaction. Here we can see that some guests are not satisfied. They come out with some problems or some complaints, and it's very difficult to please every guest because no two people are the same. The moods of the person also depends on how he accepts the services or he refuses or complains about the services. Customer relations and regarding the services. Understanding guest psychology. Like I told you, the mood in which the guest is depends on how he receives the service or rejects the service. Training needs of front office staff, managing complaints and selling skills. Each of these things, six points which we have noted in this chapter, are very important. Managing complaints is very important. When we speak about complaints, where service is there, there is always complaints. But the way we deal with these complaints and the way we avoid these complaints in the future is very important. This can be done by the training that you will receive as front office staff or any other staff of the hotel. Guest satisfaction. This is the first and the most important point where we are going to speak about the physiological needs. Physiological is the needs that the person requires physically, like against heat, cold, rain, special food. That is the shelter that we provide the guest. The shelter is a home away from home. Every guest looks at the hotel as a home away from home. Economic needs, value for money spent by the guest. This is in respect to the food and the hotel room or any other services that the guest takes when he is in the hotel. We have to see that whatever we give the guest is for the value that he spends, and he should go back satisfied so that he tells others and more customers or guests are received by the hotel. Social needs are meeting others and socializing, attending functions. This is also possible in a hotel. The interactions that are provided with other guests, maybe in the dining room, maybe in the lobby, maybe in a conference hall, or any event that is organized by the hotel. The psychological needs, enhancement of self-pride. A guest feels very proud of the hotel that he stays in. So it is very important that the management of every hotel sees that the hotel environment is as per the standards of the people that visit this hotel. Guest satisfaction ensures repeated business, increased clientele, and maximizes revenue for the establishment. Much advertisement is not required if guests are satisfied. A satisfied guest goes out and tells his friends about the environment, the staff, the facilities, the services, and the intangible products that he receives during his stay in the hotel. This is a form of advertisement. Tell a person, and it goes on from one person to another, and that's how business is increased. The causes of guest dissatisfaction generally falls under two categories under the control of the hotel. The dissatisfaction first group is under the control of the hotel. Unhelpful staff, cramped condition, lack of choice of product. If the staff are not very helpful, they point a finger in other direction. Some information that could be given by the front office staff is directed to the lobby manager. It is ridiculous. Try and as far as possible, the front office staff, as a front office staff, it is very important you know all the facilities in and out of your hotel, around your hotel, and at large about the state or the country where you live in. Cramped conditions. This is dealing with the outlook of the hotel or the guest rooms. Some of the guest rooms are very small, or the bathrooms, toilets may be not very well placed. This all leads to dissatisfaction. Lack of choice of product. There may be not much amenities provided in the hotel, or the music or any other facility that the guests would feel. A feedback form is very important that you can build up your services in the future. Beyond the control of the front office is location, the location of the hotel, where it is located. If it is a resort hotel, maybe in the slack period, in the monsoons, the occupancy is very low. The weather conditions, again here, if the weather is not very pleasant, you find that your occupancy falls. Other customers, transport problem. If there is transport problem, there is customers are on the less. If most of the hotels have started their own vehicle system to bring passengers from the airport to the hotel and transfer them back. Managing guest relations require understanding. We have to understand every customer, and this is possible right from the time of reservations. Should aim at individualizing the customer and not generalizing every customer. The guest cannot be generalized. Every guest has their own requirements and own needs. Importance of smile. This is very important in the hospitality industry. We have to be smiling always, friendly. Problems that occur to us during the day, maybe at home or while traveling to our place of work, should be kept aside, and we have to give our best front to the guest. A positive attitude. Positive attitude is very, very important, especially when you interact with the guest. Genuineness, accepting the guests for what they are and not being judgmental. Sometimes a guest may not be so well dressed up concerning the standard of the hotel, but maybe he has other things in mind. Maybe he is going for a hike or etc. where he is not comfortably dressed. So he has to, don't be judgmental in judgment, in passing a judgment depending on the outlook of the guest. Understanding the importance of customer expectations and what is perceived by the customer as service is very important. Expectations. Every customer feels that he has to be treated as a king when he comes to your hotel. He always thinks to be elevated higher than his status. Keeping this in mind, we have to go out and greet him, go one step ahead and wish him at all times we meet him. Not only the front office desks, but all the uniform staff, the lift attendant, etc., etc. Every person of the hotel, every staff of the hotel should greet him. The best time to sell facilities and services. Various stages are there in the front office. Managing the guest needs to ensure the sale to the guest. Some of the stages are initial inquiry. Initial inquiry is that point where somebody or some customer or a guest rings the hotel to find out about the hotel, the availability of rooms, the types of rooms. Maybe it may be at the reservation time or a recommended time, or just inquiry that has been taken place between the front desk and the guest. Booking. Discovering the requirements and suggesting alternative additional options during booking stage. Once a reservation might have taken place tentatively, it is important to go one step ahead and discuss the requirements thoroughly with the guest. The type of rooms available, the food plans, the facilities, the discounts, the complimentaries, the amenities. All this have to be informed to the guest. That will lead to selling skills. Check-in. After the guest has made a reservation, we usually find that on the date of the reservation, the guest checks in. Informing the arriving guest of facilities and services about the facilities. You have already once at reservation might have discussed most of these points with the guest, but it can go one step ahead during the registration or while checking the guest. You can repeat the facilities, etc., so that if he has forgotten, it becomes a starting point for selling. Request. Respond to the guest of the facilities during their stay. Check out, asking the guest if the hotel can help for onwards booking. Now, when the guest is staying in the hotel and every time he comes to the front desk, you could request or find out from him whether there are any other facilities that he requires, any other services that he is looking for. If he has, at the time of checkout, if he comes to the front desk, you can ask him whether he would require an onward reservation to the place he is going or to confirm his ticket, etc., etc. Promotional calls with special offers to the guests registered earlier. From time to time, we have to keep in touch with our regular guest or guest who have visited the hotel even for one time. By doing so, we inform the guest of the new facilities or the discounts that are prevailing in the hotel so that he can make up his mind to visit once again. Successful selling requires knowledge of all the additional benefits. Hence, it is very important that the marketing department keeps the front office informed of all the additional benefits or the discounts at the moment presently operating in the property. Details of all these services may be kept handy in a product fact sheet. Not only the front office decks but also the telephone operators should be updated with such facts. Product knowledge. Reception and switchboard should also keep a directory of facilities and services provided by other sales outlet and departments of the hotel. Yes, the other departments of the hotel may also be providing. We may have a food festival or a particular cuisine being celebrated, like the Mexican cuisine or the Konkan cuisine or something that has a celebrated week for 1 week. We can go ahead and inform all our resident guests or guests who had been in the hotel about this festival so that they can avail of this facility. Front office staff should determine the hotel's selling propositions. Some of them are as follows. Attributes or benefits of the hotel: free undercover parking, award-winning restaurants, free in-room internet as a type of food options. All this again can be informed to the guest in the form of a brochure or through direct marketing, what we call by telephone telemarketing, which is very, very important. The guest have to be notified of all the facilities that are updated in the hotel. Selling involves effective use of sales support material. It may include promotional and informational literature, advertising benefits, showing illustrated pictures. The updating of the website from time to time is very important. All the discounts, all the facilities can be put into the website in picture form. If your hotel has been upgraded, the rooms have been redecorated, or additional facilities provided in the room, all this can be put into picture form into the website. Starting with rapport, use space and lead, draw alongside one someone before one draws ahead. Make guests feel welcome and secure. First, advise guests in their best interest. The safety of the guest and the comfort of the guest are of prime importance to us during his stay in the hotel. So we have to see that at every stage that he is made comfortable. Understanding consumers do not buy just rooms, they buy hospitality, security, status and comfort. We have to understand very, very important that the guest does not only buy your room, it buys the services also attached with the room. The tariff includes the room along with the services that we have provided to the guest. Hence, both housekeeping and front office and other departments have to work together to give guest satisfaction. Describe services and facilities in terms that appeal directly to what you anticipate the guest to be interested in. Use appealing descriptive phrases when referring to rooms. This is very important. We have to highlight some of the amenities or some of the themes that are in the guest room. Like if we have a room with a forest theme, or we have to inform, or we can even go ahead and show the pictures to the guest so that he gets appeal to use one of these rooms. Selling has natural shape and rhythm, natural to ask the guest whether he wants to purchase or make a booking. With the onset of residential hotels, we find, or the timeshare hotels, we find that guests who want to stay for a longer period can make use of buying the room facility for about a year. This is the time when we have to take a decision to inform the guest of the certain discount that he can get on the sale of room for a long period of time. Need to put together the offer that meets his stated needs. If he has stated certain needs, like most of the five-star hotels have some rooms for handicapped guests, so such things can be disclosed. If he has put a need for one such room, we can always tell him that it is available so that he is aware of it and he can make a booking accordingly. Opening information about the rooms and services availability to the prospective guest, developing answering about the questions about the rooms and facilities, stretching attributes that are most likely to appeal to the guest. Coming to this point, this is very important. The staff who are at the front desk, or staff who make the reservations, or the telephone operators, should be very clearly, importantly, understand the location of the rooms and what is the theme of each room, the situation of the room, the where the room is situated, whether it is facing the garden, whether it is facing the swimming pool, whether it has the view of a hillside or it has a view of the beach. These all things are very important, so that if the guest has a need of, he would like a room facing the sea, so he could be given the accordingly, a room accordingly. Dealing with hesitation, dealing with the factors because of which the guest is unable to take the decision. If you know your hotel product thoroughly, this situation will not arise. Hesitating to inform the guest of anything will not arise. We have to go one step ahead with knowing or learning whatever is there. Suppose your hotel has started something new, like a cake shop. You can always tell the guest that we have a cake shop where you could buy your cakes. You may be wanting to send a gift to somebody or present a cake on somebody's birthday, etc. All these things could take place right in the front desk. Justifying to the guest for upgrade to superior grade. On reservations, he might have taken a choice of rooms that was available at that time. On his arrival, if he comes to the hotel and you are aware that he had requested for a bigger room or a more valued room, you can put forward if it is available. Need justification for extra expenses by explaining or demonstrating the benefits gained from the extra money. This goes into something called membership of the hotel facilities, like the gym, the swimming pool, the spa, the beauty center, etc. Most of the hotels have started memberships for this area, where a guest, if he has a membership for this facilities, he could pay only half or 50% of the services, value of the services that he takes at these places. Use of price psychology. Quoting a high price option along with other alternatives may help the prices look better. Guests will feel that they are getting superior quality but at a reasonable price. It is very important that we sell the higher price rooms first, because the revenue earned will be more. In case you find that the guest earlier had come to your hotel and stayed in a certain room, if you remember all that, we can go to upselling. We can tell him the advantages of the room that we want to sell. Suite is the most important or the most expensive room in the hotel. Selling of the suites will bring in more revenue. Thinking of the number of days the guest is going to stay, this decision can be made. You have to encourage the guest by persuading him to buy a better room, which is going to earn more revenue to the hotel. Selling high and top down selling approach. Start by quoting the higher rate. This was earlier discussed. It is easier to convince a guest to consider the superior once the guest has already settled on a standard. If the guest is always staying in a standard room, it is important that we try to make a room available to him that comes more often on the selling point of view, which gives a high revenue. If guests are clearly budget conscious, however, a bottom-up selling technique may be more effective. Budget conscious. Now, coming to budgeting, some of the guests always prefer the low-cost room. If such a guest has come to your hotel earlier and you are aware that he always stays in such a room and would like only these facilities available, you should not go ahead and persuade him with something else. It is always right to advise him, but persuading or trying to convince him into going into a will may be useless. Front office needs to know that experience is the most powerful convincer. Yes, you have to use all your experience in persuading, in convincing with the right attitude. If the guest is not sure of expensive rooms, then you offer to show him photographs or persuade to referrals. Visual tour of the website can be a better option. Many hotels offer incentives to try the hotel restaurant. Now you can sell a bigger room or a high priced valued room to a guest by offering him one meal at the restaurant. I think that offering a meal will not be more expensive but would give a revenue, especially if he is going to stay for many days. An uncommitted inquiry can be subtly stirred towards the purchase decision by a salesperson. If the prospective guest says yes, one can start to ask questions about anticipated arrival time, the guest contact, how the guest would like to pay. This is all details that are usually taken on reservation. The payment, mode of payment, or how many days he is going to stay, how many people are going to accompany him, etc. This is very important so that we fill in the reservation form and allot the room tentatively to him. Skilled reservation staff can fit booking in the available space, allotting and reallotting rooms. By allotting and reallotting rooms, it becomes very easy in order to have overbooking. If you have a 5 to 10% overbooking, it is always advisable to have such overbookings so that when there are no shows or there are cancellation in confirmed reservations, such people could be adjusted. Offer alternatives when taking inquiries. Need not turn away the business because the requested room type. The reservation desk should be able to offer different types of rooms. If a guest has asked for a single room and at the time of reservation there is no single room available for the days he has asked, you could offer him a double room. Offering a double room may be a more expensive room, but you can break somewhere in between the core value of the single room and double room and give him the double room at a little lower cost so that revenue is not lost. Minimizing no-shows by chasing unconfirmed bookings. Most of the reservations are not confirmed. It is the duty of the reservation staff to follow up such reservations which are not confirmed, either prior to the date of the date the reservation is taken or just a day before the guest is expected to arrive. Charging non-refundable deposits. Most of the guests who are confirmed reservation, they usually make online payment to confirm their bookings. Converting inquiries into sales using the various sales techniques. Converting your inquiry into sales is very important, as we can do so by following up with the guest, finding out from him when exactly he wants to come, giving him an allowance of early arrivals into the hotel or late departure, etc.